Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and you think the Tea Party only cares about government spending? Well, our next guest is an activist for lower immigration levels who gives the Tea Party a lot of the credit for defeating the DREAM Act. That's the bill defeated in the Senate over the weekend that would have granted legal immigration status to people brought to this country illegally as children, but who grow up to serve in the military or complete 2 years of college. Roy Beck is executive director of Numbers USA. Mr. Beck, thanks for coming on. Welcome to WNYC.
Good morning.
First, for people who don't know your group, I see that your slogan is for lower immigration levels. And that strikes me as a little different from some other groups and maybe more honest, because you don't hang it on legal versus illegal immigration. You just say for lower immigration levels. Tell us what Numbers USA's mission is.
Yeah, thank you. That's exactly right. We formed to carry out the recommendations of Barbara Jordan's Immigration Commission back in 1996. There was a bipartisan commission. Your listeners of a certain age will remember Barbara Jordan was the great liberal democratic black congresswoman from Texas. And those recommendations were to bring all immigration levels down so they would stop hurting vulnerable American workers. That's what we work for. We're nonpartisan. We have no ideology. We have people from liberal to conservative and all parties. And so what we work for is to take away the jobs magnet for illegal immigration, because that's why most people come here, and that's why most people stay here illegally, for jobs. You take the jobs away. And secondly, to reduce the legal numbers back toward a more traditional level. So that is what we work for.
What's your position on the DREAM Act?
And we fought it very vigorously. I would say we were the national leaders in helping kill it in November of 2007 when it came up very quickly. And we certainly we have over 1 million registered online members who helped battle on this thing to kill it this year. And you know, I will go ahead and I probably anticipate your question on aren't these kids that were put forth compelling stories? And our answer is yes, they are. I mean, I take no excitement about the fact that a lot of these kids' hopes were dashed with this DREAM Act. It was the wrong bill, because it provided an answer to the symptom, an amnesty for these kids. It wasn't their fault that they're here, but it doesn't do anything about why they were put in that position. It does not take away the jobs magnet that caused their parents to bring them here and keep them here for 15, 20 years, and now they're in a really tough situation.
Well, I would ask the question in a different way, because on the DREAM Act, supporters argue both on compassion grounds, which is, I think, what you were just summarizing. They were just kids who never made a choice to come here. This is their home, not their parents' country of origin, and they've proven their value to society if they've served 2 years in the military or done 2 years of college. That's the compassion argument. The other argument, though, is a national interest argument, that the United States actually really needs people like this, educated young workers originally from abroad, who are poised to be law-abiding taxpayers and who have that immigrant ambition that has helped make America what it is. What do you say to that national interest argument?
Yeah. Well, the Barbara Jordan Commission's look at this is that it doesn't have to do with the value of these individuals, but the fact is we don't need them. We have 22 million Americans who want a full-time job who cannot find one, and those 22 million Americans are of every educational level. They're of every age, but in specific, these DREAM Act people are basically between the age of 18 and 30. One third of all Hispanic Americans between 18 and 30 are unemployed. That is the U6 category of unemployed. Can't find a full-time job.
They're probably not those with 2 years of college or military service, right?
Many of them are, but the fact is that the vast majority of people who would qualify for the 10-year work permits at the beginning don't have a college either. It's only after the 10 years that you'd have to show that you've gone to college. The thing is that we have an absolute overabundance of labor in this country in every level right now, and we're likely to have it for the next several years. So the fact is, even though these people are, I would say there's a compassionate case for them, putting them legally directly competitive with unemployed Americans of all races does cause a problem for those unemployed Americans. Now, you can justify that if at the same time you are pushing other illegal aliens out of their jobs to make those jobs available to Americans, and if at the same time you are decreasing new legal immigration, then you've got a balance in which providing this compassion to this group of illegal alien students would not, in the whole, hurt the unemployed American workers.
What about the longer-term economy picture, though? I mean, many analysts say we're in better shape on Social Security than Japan and Western Europe, largely because we have a better worker-to-retiree ratio. And we have it precisely because we have more immigration than Western Europe or Japan, and that it's very much in our national interest with respect to the economy to actually have more work, especially if they're qualified workers who are going to, you know, wind up being productive, with respect to the whole deficit issue and what we're facing with an aging population.
It depends on which immigrants you may be talking about, because the immigrants as a whole pay less into Social Security than natives do, and natives don't pay enough in to cover the cost. So immigrants, they are actually a drain on the system. The reason we do better than Japan is because we have a 2.1 fertility rate, and Japan, I think, has something like a 1.3 fertility rate, which has created this huge funny pyramid situation, the reverse pyramid. But no, actually, if you really look into the Social Security issue, immigration, I mean, even if you were to have, right now we have 1 million legal immigrants a year, that's four times higher than traditionally. Even if you were to quadruple it, you would only change slow the aging of our population down by, you know, an average of a couple of years over the next 40 or 50 years. It's just not the way to deal with it.
Roy Beck, Executive Director of Numbers USA, my guest on WNYC, advocating for lower immigration levels. I want to get back to the politics and your analysis that suggests that one big key to the defeat of the DREAM Act over the weekend, and it was very close, it may well have passed. Nobody really knew how that one was going to turn out. One big key was Republican senators who could face Tea Party primary challenges in 2012, like Olympia Snow in Maine and John Anson in Nevada. How do you think this year's Republican primary results matter to the DREAM Act going down?
Well, I think it mattered quite a lot. By the way, it was not my analysis that the Tea Party was the key, but it was Mickey Koss of Newsweek who took my analysis of the votes.
Yes.
and then added that.
Right. He said, I read both. He said Tea Party, but you did say fear of Republican primary challenges, correct?
No, there's... about 30 incumbents who probably be running for re-election in 2 years. The Republicans who were running overwhelmingly, they all voted except for Lugar against the DREAM Act. And in fact, there were 15 Republican senators who had voted for an amnesty in the past. Of those 15, 13 of them voted against the amnesty on Saturday. And I think Mickey Koss's feeling was that the success of the Tea Parties in defeating incumbents in primaries was part of the reason why the Republicans paid a lot of attention to the grassroots pressure.
How big a conclusion do you want to draw, if you want to go beyond your issue, about the fear of being primaried as a factor in driving Republicans in Congress to more conservative votes in the coming session of Congress? How far beyond the DREAM Act do you think this will go?
Well, this is going to be a totally different Congress than we've had in at least 10 years. For 10 years, the primary immigration discussion has been, how do you legalize the people who are here illegally? That will not be the discussion in the next 2 years. There's zero chance that it could get through the House, because the person who's the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee is Lamar Smith. He was the person who was the lead on trying to drive the Barbara Jordan recommendations through the House back in 1996. So basically, it's funny. Lamar Smith is a very conservative Republican from San Antonio, and yet he is, in a sense, bringing back this very liberal Democratic congresswoman from Texas, from Houston's positions. And I think that the focus will be on what can we do for putting unemployed Americans back to work, and how how do you change the immigration policy so that it is everything you do is done to be helpful to unemployed Americans as opposed to be harmful. Therefore, the DREAM Act is dead. Now, there may be, this is total speculation. It's not something I know directly from these members of Congress. But I do think there's some possibility that in order to get the new enforcement through the Senate, there might be within the enforcement package something in there for a narrowly drawn group of these students. That would be the only chance in the next 2 years that these students that had hoped to get legalization last week, that they might see these hopes come to fruition.
So let me just tick down a kind of a hierarchy of possibilities here. Would you be for the DREAM Act if it only covered people who serve in the military after they grow up?
No, that's not the, you know, whether they go to college, whether they serve in the military, the only reason to give a legalization to these kids is based on compassion. And if you're going to do it on compassion, you've got to, first of all, show compassion for the 22 million Americans who can't find a job. So that means you've got to combine the compassion for these kids, these illegal alien kids, who as parents put them in this situation.
Can I jump in on that
for the unemployed?
Can I jump in on that for a second? Because I'm guessing, without having followed you for a long time, that you probably held the same position against something like the DREAM Act in, say, 1999, when we had much lower unemployment and Alan Greenspan was warning about irrational exuberance in the economy. Would I be right or wrong?
Well, the DREAM Act wasn't brought up until after 2001. So, it's a hypothetical situation.
All right, if we had 3% unemployment today, would you then endorse
3% unemployment, then you've got a little different situation. However, remember, the Barbara Jordan thing was, we know that unemployment's not always going to stay low. So you need to fix the illegal immigration problem at the same time. These kids are, what keeps 10 years from now us having another batch of kids who've somehow or another been able to stay here illegally for 10 or 20 years? I mean, you can't just keep having an amnesty every 10 years. We had an amnesty in 86. We had six smaller amnesties in the 90s. You've got to fix the key problem, and that's the fact that employers are allowed to hire illegal aliens. It's the problem is with the employers. And yes, I guess now that I think about it, I would have had to have opposed it even in the middle of the booming economy in 99, because it wouldn't have dealt with the illegal hiring.
Roy Beck, executive director of Numbers USA, with his analysis of one reason that the DREAM Act went down. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And coming up next, Google's new Ngrams book search. It allows you to compare any words or phrases for how often they have appeared in books for the last 500 years. We will take a few examples, and I think this will be really fascinating, so stay with us.